The key to understanding the Bible. The key to understanding your Bible is very simple. Believe it. Some people say, well, I just can't understand the Bible. The problem is not that you can't understand the Bible. The problem for most people is that the Bible says things that simply don't fit into a person's pre-programmed denominational thinking. In other words, in many cases, the Bible simply does not say what people think that it says, or have been taught to believe that it says. The Bible is easy to understand, even the so-called archaic words you run across from time to time can be understood. If you see a word you don't really understand, all you have to do is learn the meaning of the word, and then you understand it. Start believing the Bible and God will give you the understanding. The key to understanding is believing. Simply read the Bible, believing that the words mean what they say, where they say it, as they say it. When the plain sense of the Bible makes common sense, there is no sense in trying to make any other sense. Also, the Bible is the Word of God. No man composed the Bible. The Apostle Peter says, "Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." And Paul says, "The things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord." The plan of salvation for all of mankind is revealed in the pages of the Bible. No man could have come up with such a plan. No man could have written the Bible if he would have, nor would have if he could have. It is not in the nature of man to write such things as you find written in the Word of God. And on that note, that's just what the Bible is, the Word of God. God thinks very highly of His Word. God even says that His Word holds a position even above His name. Psalm 138:2 says that God has magnified His Word above all His name. The Bible is inspired. That means God breathed. The words of the Bible are God's words. They are pure words. The Bible says, in Psalm 12:6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. The Bible is the revealed Word of God. The Bible is the written Word of God. And the Bible is the preserved Word of God. The Bible contains the very words God wants us to hear. The Bible is the Word of God and contains the words of God. Psalm 12:7 says, "Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." When you come to the Bible, you have come to the Holy Word of God. In it is God's plan for the ages. All that God has ever revealed to man is written in the Bible. Read the Bible. Believe the Bible. Trust the Bible. Listen with an open mind to what a Bible teacher tells you, but always confirm the things you hear from preachers and teachers with the Word of God. The Apostle Paul says that he was made a minister, according to the dispensation of God given to him for us, to fulfill the Word of God. Colossians 1:25. The Word of God is now complete. All that God has to say, all revelations from God, are written in His Holy Word. Trust it, and believe it. Your eternal destiny depends on it.